Sorry.
Hi. Again, is that what you think Victoria sounds like?
That's not what I sound like.
I mean, it was close.
It was not.
I was close. That I was felt like it. I felt like it went well.
That was some child.
I'm sure you did.
Do not.
I'm sure you did think it went well.
I did think it went well.
Yeah. So, Hayden, what are we doing here today?
Today?
Mm-hmm.
We will be battling to the death.
Us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing something a little different today.
Change of plans. Yeah. Someone's dying.
Things are going away. We're going to take this show in a different direction.
No more characters. It's just me and Hayden.
Fighting till the end.
Dope. I'm ready. All right. Well, thank you, Hayden.
No, listen here, Victoria.
Okay.
I need you to...
Wait, does that mean you're presenting a character? Here's my notes. Be my guest.
What are you talking about? Hayden doesn't change notes.
Yeah, I'm just freeballing it off.
We'll have the same result regardless. So.
But yes, Aaron, please tell the people what we're doing today.
So, for those of y'all that have not watched this before or listened to this, if you're on the YouTube, me and Hayden created 128C tournament, mostly me, of Jedi, Sith, and other miscellaneous characters that can hold themselves in a fight.
Why didn't you do more, Hayden?
What?
Why didn't you do more?
Why didn't I do more?
Well, Hayden loves to tell me about how he's running the Instagram and all the social media. And
Hayden
freeloading slides.
Hayden is doing great.
I don't need you to stick up for me. I do a lot. I know
Hayden
what I do.
Hayden is doing great work.
Anyway, so me and Hayden present characters, and they, you know, fight each other. And Victoria, over here.
Yes.
I renders the final again.
That is not it.
That was lower. I went lower on that one.
That sounded more like SpongeBob. That was more. That was more nasal. It was
no.
That was it was lower because it was more nasally.
We're gonna have to start over just because of you.
No, we ain't starting over. We already started. No. We later than normal today. So
wait, you're not in charge. I'm in charge. I'm Hayden. Mm-hmm. I'll make these decisions.
You can do the editing.
Continuing.
Yeah, that's pretty much basically it. Victoria renders final judgment.
Yeah.
So, characters we're doing today. First, we got Ben Skywalker versus Oppo Francisus.
Okay.
Jango Fett versus Stacey Teen. Yaddle versus Seer Junda. And Peetay Beater.
Which, it's not his name.
Yeah, yeah, what is that?
It's Pra-Trey Beater.
Pa-Trey?
Pa-Trey.
Pra.
Pra. Pra-Trey.
Pra.
Pra-Trey. I don't know. He's
we'll
not
get
very
to that.
Cool. He's not a cool dude.
Pra-Trey Vetter versus Stellangios.
Pra-Trey Vetter.
Vaulte Peter.
I'll take that as well. Hey, before we start, Victoria and I.
We're the same person. I don't know what you're doing.
We went to a thing. We went to a. Oh, yeah, board game store?
Yes, we went to a board game store, and basically...
I was curious, because it's, like, near our place, and I was, like, keep seeing it, and I was like, oh, I wonder how I see what that is.
Yeah, they had some Star Wars cards.
They do. It's from, what's the game, Aaron?
It says Magic the Gathering.
No, it's not Magic the Gathering.
Star Wars Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got 5 packs. Victoria and I both opened one. These were mine. The hits, as they say in the card world. Han Solo. And then
Cad Bane.
It's not actually Cad Bane. It's just his gun.
Cad Bane on there.
It's Cad Bane and his gun.
Cad Bane plus gun.
And then Victoria, she got... I think hers is cooler. You want to show the people?
Sure, I'll show the people.
As much as... Yeah, it's screenshot it. Zoom in.
Yeah, just,
okay. In
if you're really that interested.
I got... My character was Magna Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Magna Guard.
Yeah.
Character is also on her dice.
Yeah.
It
my dice
on
are Han Solo's.
And then the only other cool card was this one, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. It has a dope title.
Kill Them All.
Kill Them All. It has Kylo Ren. Yeah, so we saved the pack. We saved a pack for Aaron. So, Aaron, if you would please rip that open.
See what you got, man.
Whoa.
Is his cool or is his lame?
Yeah, let's see.
Alright.
Oh, he's got a die.
Got a die. It shows a soft first order helmet.
It's a first order stormtrooper. It's the baton trooper guy.
The Praetor?
Praetor. T-R-8-R?
T-R-8-R, yeah. I like the booklet.
Yeah, the little booklet's nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a character?
Oh, dude, it actually is T-R-8-R.
Oh, he's got Praetor on it.
It's FN-2199, also known as T-R-8-R.
Show the people.
The people. Look at this.
Wow.
Hopefully the glare is possible. And then, dude, I have the card. I have the card. It's Traitor. It's literally titled
Traitor. Got the Traitor card?
Oh, yep. I have Luke Skywalker with his lightsaber.
Nice.
It's great, but not as good as Traitor. Ooh, I have Obi-Wan's crate, Dragon Howl.
Hmm.
The only natural predator to Tusken Raiders.
Predator.
That's what I said.
He said Predator.
No, I was saying Predator is also Predator Tusken Raiders.
Whatever.
No.
I have an IG unit here. It's evading. That's I'm mostly
not sure how good at evading IG.
They body things all the time. He's literally in this photo. He's bodying.
Dude, they're
he's
happy. They're totally Happy Gilmore. They're Happy Gilmore in everything. I forgot to show you specifically these two cards that I also got. This was with Han Solo.
And then whenever the stormtroopers killed all the Jawas.
Yeah.
Wow.
Says, no survivors. It goes nicely with her kill them all.
Yes.
And then
only get one done.
This one came, because we opened two.
Oh, okay.
And this one came with my Han Solo, it's shoot them first. Or shoot first.
Yeah, with Greedo.
And Greedo. But Greedo's dodging.
Yeah, instead of Han Solo doing the neck move.
His head glitching on the way. Yeah.
That's how powerful
it is. Yeah. I mean, maybe in the future we might use these cards to play the actual game.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we basically kind of play the game.
Yeah.
Because the premise of the game is just to try to battle each other with the characters.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon, Star Wars, same time. Or Magic, or Yu-Gi-Oh, you know, any of those games.
No.
And we also
it's Magic the Gathering.
We also might try D&D.
Because I've been told I would really like that. I've never found a campaign neutral.
I'm sure you would. You like fantasy things.
It's a create your own narrative.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do I?
I mean, yeah. There's a lead narrative, but you're making choices.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Cool. That's the entire premise, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but that is for a later video on our channel.
Yeah.
As for right now, Aaron,
we
talked about this one this week, they're not great matchups happening here.
No.
So this shouldn't take very long for you guys. Or you.
Let's try to do this quick.
Yeah.
So, want to start off with Ben versus Oppo?
Yeah.
Ben Solo?
No.
Skywalker.
The
Skywalker.
Legends version of Ben Solo.
Oh.
I'll explain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of. We'll see him again later. Aaron, you go first.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's no way Ben Skywalker is a lower seed.
I couldn't remember which one went first. Okay. So, Oppo Red Scissors first showed up in The Phantom Menace. He is a Thespian.
Thespian?
Kind of, yeah.
He's an actor.
An actor. So basically, Oppo Red Scissors. Here's the fun part about him. I'll go over his origin first before describing what he looks like. He was born as heir to the throne of Thespius, but was brought to the Jedi Order and was Padawan to Yaddle herself.
Yoda
species.
Oh.
The only other one that was actually a Jedi.
Oh.
There's only three of them that we ever know about: Yoda, Yaddle, Grogu.
That's cool.
They're officially known as Yoda species.
Yeah, nobody knows their name. Yaddle is also on here, so we'll get more of her.
She's
later.
No, but on this episode.
Yeah.
I have.
She's later in this episode. Okay.
By the High Republic, he was part of the Jedi High Council and was on it until the Great Jedi Purge 300 years later. survived orders. He's noted to survive Order 66, but it's not known how. After Vader killed Eeth Koth, his name was listed among the survivors for the Inquisitors to hunt down. And his death is yet to be revealed.
What does Aparensis look like?
So Aparensis,
is it that old dude with a lot of hair?
He does have a lot of hair. So from the upper body, watch all that. He looks like he has two arms. Looks like he has two arms. And he's always like folded like
how many arms does he have? He doesn't fold
it under like his cloak. He has two arms. Yeah, has it folded under like... his hands folded together. But actually,
oh yeah, that's the dude about. That's the
dude. Actually, whenever he pulls his lightsaber out and actually shows up for a fight, he has four arms. Oh. He shows the other arms that he has.
Does he also look like a snake?
Yeah, that the bottom part of his body is a snake, like the how they showed Typhon in ancient Greece. But the upper part of his body, he's hiding having four arms by pretending he has two arms, and that makes him Stitch. Think about it.
I mean,
he's Stitch. Stitch has four arms.
He did. And then he just like sucked.
Then he saw that everybody else had two arms and he like hid his other two arms in.
Can I talk about Vince Carlton?
What? We didn't want to continue.
He has a green lightsaber. And though he doesn't go into combat, he's not seen in combat often. It's speculated that he either uses Form 2 or Form 5, the duelist form or the aggressive offense form. But he is notable in his lightsaber duels because he utilized having four arms, and he also commonly utilized his long snake tail.
You're really going after this forearm thing, huh?
Dude, four arms.
he's like a sea serpent of a
dude,
man.
Dude, you know who the other person who had four arms was?
Pon-Krell.
I don't want to talk about Pon-Krell. So I gotta talk about him.
That's fair.
He also used his snake-like body in combat, typically, which was noted to have surprised people when all of a sudden they're trying to fight a Jedi and then all of a sudden a snake tail comes out of nowhere and like knocks him down and throws him across the room. That kind of thing.
I feel like that's valid.
Yeah. So he's a big wild card in a fight because nobody's used to fighting somebody with four arms and a snake tail. So Hayden.
Yeah, I have the son of Luke Skywalker. So just start off there. He's the son of Mara Jade and Luke Skywalker, two of the most powerful Jedi of their time.
Wait, pause.
Yes.
Did they really name him Ben and...
No.
Ben Solo didn't exist.
Yeah, Ben Solo was...
Ben Solo is based off of Ben Skywalker.
Kind of.
Yeah, in a way.
What?
He was actually more based off of his cousin,
Jason Solo?
Yeah, Jason Solo.
Yeah, he's kind of a mixture between Ben Skywalker and Jason Solo.
Because Jason Solo actually became a Sith.
Yeah.
Ben Skywalker did not.
Yeah. The Ben Solo part of Ben Solo is more like Ben Skywalker. Kylo Ren part of Ben Solo is more like Jason Solo.
Why are their names so similar?
Okay, so Ben Solo is Kylo Ren.
Yeah, and it's Leia.
And he's in canon.
Yes. And okay. He's named Ben after Obi-Wan Kenobi.
His fake name.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Ben.
Ben Skywalker is also named after him. And Jason Solo is the son of Han Solo and Leia Organa.
Yeah.
But Ben and Jason, which is spelled J-A-C-E-N.
Yeah.
Are in Legends.
Okay, so they're in Legends.
Yeah, they're Legends, while Ben Solo is canon.
There's also a few other kids.
Yeah, he has a sister.
Jason and Jaina Solo.
Yeah.
Why are all their names so similar?
I don't know.
It's dumb. They couldn't think of any other name.
I mean, they did say, like, what's a common name for a guy?
They have
Jason, but in Star Wars, so we had to spell make it different.
It up. Yeah, do it a little.
They have Per the Vector. Yeah,
well, he's not a human.
Yeah,
humans. But then they went with
they humans.
Have you ever thought about how Luke's name is Luke?
Yeah, why is his name Luke?
And Han?
Han's not a name.
No, like Han's better than cut off Ben. The S.
Anyways, I have Ben Skywalker. Okay, the son, canon son of Mr. Luke Skywalker.
Anakin's better than Ben.
Legends son of
Luke Skywalker. Yes, the Legends son of Luke Skywalker. He helped Luke fight the Yusong Vong, which is actually not correct because he was too young to do so. Mm. So that's a strike against you. He did not fight the Yusong Vong, which is an entirely different story that we will not talk about right now because it is
Hayden
too long.
Really loves the Yusong Vong.
It story. Is too long to talk about. Okay,
because he gets passionate.
It was like a massive war. It was probably bigger than the Galactic Civil War, which it was like 5-10 years after. Way more entertaining.
Wasn't as long though.
Jason Solo was involved in that one.
The Galactic Civil War.
No, the Yusong Vong War.
Okay.
He killed the leader of the Yusong Vong, and that's,
didn't he make the Force flow through him?
Kind of. The Yusong Vong were. They're cut off from the Force.
Yeah, the Force doesn't work on them.
Yeah.
No, I'll wait.
Okay, good idea. Son of two of the most powerful Jedi of their age, and possibly ever. Extremely loyal and a strong sense of duty, because he's Luke Skywalker's son. That's just like...
He inherited it.
Comes with the territory.
Comes with the job.
But the loyalty thing kind of came back to bite him when he was loyal to Jason, his cousin, and then Jason turned to the dark side.
Jason also killed Chewie.
Jason killed Legends,
Chewie died because of...
Chewie died because of him.
Like, he didn't kill Chewie, but, like, in Han's place, like, in canon, Han dies first. In Legends, Chewie dies first. And the rest of them, like...
He got melted.
Yeah, falls on off.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was rough.
He was terrible.
Not great. He is actually, his most notable Force power is that he's able to disappear in the Force. So, like, camouflage. Force camouflage.
Like Miles Morales, or like you can't sense him. Like a,
yes.
Like a submarine.
Don't talk about submarines. You know how I feel about submarines. Don't bring that shit in here.
Deep water and just tight spaces.
Don't bring that shit up in this. Okay. Like, he's just like, you can't sense him and you can't see him. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Like a stealth ship.
Yes.
You can't even echolocation him?
No. He can flow walk, which I couldn't find an explanation for that one.
I can slow walk too.
Flow walk, Aaron. And he was able to learn exceptionally fast, which is not really a Force thing, but like it's a learning thing.
It's a learning.
Cool.
Bad part. His lightsaber skills were lacking because he was never properly trained.
Like, his dad was Luke and he was never properly
trained.
Make that make sense.
Luke was busy.
Doing what?
Kind of an absentee father.
Fucking his mom?
With Mara Jade.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. but eventually he did help fight, or he helped Luke fight through like 15 Sith at once. Hmm.
Thanks, Dad.
That's pretty much all I got of interest. His Wikipedia page is very long, but the After Galactic Civil War Legends Star Wars gets
really complicated.
Wacky. So, yeah.
That Operation Sissus is canon story. I probably should have looked in the list, but whatever. His canon storyline is very, very short.
Mm. So, you have a question?
Is Mara Jade in here?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we already did Mara Jade, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Did
I don't know.
Where she yeah, because Mara Jade also did What Only Skywalker Could.
Oh.
I don't see.
No, that was Satala Shan. Sean, the kid.
She's on here, though.
So totally Sean. Yeah. So we just haven't gotten to Mara Jade yet.
Yeah. She on here.
Oh. Okay.
But I know for sure she is, because we talked about it earlier. But anyways, yeah. Do you have a question about the characters? Fight or anything?
No.
Do you have El Winner?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ben Skywalker, because it's been proven... I understand the whole arms thing, but it's been proven that people with more arms have been defeated before. Who was that robot guy that was always cackling?
Grievous?
Yeah. That guy.
Cackling.
He got scuttle. All his arms chopped off.
He did scuttle. He fell
scuttled. He likes scuttling.
He's cackling. He's scuttling. He's coughing. It's General Grievous.
Yeah. Here he comes.
Didn't he, like, take people lightsabers and have multiple?
After he killed...
He got them as trophies. He also took Padawan Brains as trophies.
And he still got killed with all those lightsabers.
He also fought Obi-Wan.
Yeah, it was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It was Obi-Wan.
Hold on.
And they also fought each other 20 times in the span of 3 years.
I was just saying that, like, he's a prime, like, example of it doesn't matter how many arms you have, you can still get murked in these streets.
That's true.
So...
And his arms were mechanical.
Yeah.
He ain't got no feeling in them. Aaron, who do we have next?
Who do you have next?
Say-say-teen.
All right, go ahead.
Dude, this is her right here. You see that?
Say-say-teen's your guy, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
What?
What? Dude, no, it is. Yeah.
Say-say-teen's voice is super low.
Ick talk. Male.
That's
you wrote that down. It's the first thing I wrote down.
You're staring straight at it like, no, that's a woman.
I now remember who C-17 is.
Yeah, like one of the best fighter pilots during the Cold War.
And then he got murked by Palpatine immediately.
He's the second person.
Bruh. Alright.
That was me. It's on me.
So he's an Ick-tok. Male.
Nice pronunciation.
Member of the High Council and slash Strike Team, which was the four Jedi team that went to try to kill Palpatine. Legendary warrior among the Jedi. Strong telepath and one of the best pilots.
That's true. He was like
in the whole shebang.
Anakin, Plo, and Sacy.
And he was on Geonosis. He survived Geonosis in the arena.
There's like less than 100 Jedi that survived that arena.
That is it. That is all that I was able to find on this man.
Well, you got some. That's better than none.
I have Jango Fett, so.
Jango Fett did not survive.
That's because he picked a fight. Okay, I'll get to that. If Victoria decides we need to, I'll get to why he didn't survive Geonosis. He was born on Concord Dawn. He was made a foundling, and he was put into the Mandalorian tribes, not born into it, and fought in the Mandalorian Civil Wars.
He's not Bane. He's not Bane. He's barely adopted the dark.
He's Batman.
He's the Batman in this scenario.
He became a bounty hunter after those wars, and he was the best bounty hunter for a long period of time leading up to the Clone Wars. He was hired by Dooku to be the genetic template of the clone army, because he's the perfect soldier. The only things that messed with was his aggression and ability to take orders.
Are you saying that basically the clones are just copies of Master Chief?
Yes. Yeah.
Dope. It's a whole new spin. Master Chief is part of the Star Wars universe now.
No, I don't think that's true. Star Wars, they don't use metal bullets.
We've been over this.
Except for the Mando Jedi War.
They were metal projectiles, yeah.
But they use plasma. Unlike all of Halo, all of the humans in Halo use metal.
Unless you pick up a gun from Covenant.
Yeah, and then you use
plasma. And then you run out and you're like, oh, I guess I'll go back to my pistol again.
Then you use metal again. Anyway.
Trusty Magnum.
We don't get paid for talking about Halo.
No. Not
because
yet.
Master Chief would win everything. He has plot armor.
That is not true.
This is not the art that you're supposed to be talking about.
Have you heard of, like, Books Master Chief?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Books Master Chief is a different animal, okay?
He is an animal. He was given an unaltered son, Boba Fett, also known as Alpha. And he was in part of the failed plot to kill Padme that led Obi-Wan to Kamino.
A very small plot part in that, okay?
He got hired and then he hired somebody else.
Who then hired somebody else who then hired
who
somebody
sent a droid
else.
Who then sent a couple centipedes.
Yes.
Okay?
If you want the job done right, do it yourself.
Just kill her, Palpatine.
Wait, I thought that lady something.
The shapeshifter was hired by Jango Fett.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was hired by Dooku, who was hired by Palpatine.
Not technically hired. We weren't told to do it.
But we
I don't think Dooku's getting paid.
We could call it, we could draw it through Dooku back to Palpatine.
Yeah, it's clear
line. Oh, yeah.
But dude, say what you will about that. They didn't figure out who Palpatine was until 3 years later.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
took them
that's so well, first of
it
all,
took them like
the Jedi were pretty dumb.
It took them like 2 days to hear the word Darth Sidious, and it took them 3 years to do anything about it.
It was very obvious. Yoda should have done better. I expected better from Yoda.
Bureaucracy. You know it started at the
he
top.
He hit so well in the political world. He fit right in. What does that tell you about politics, ladies and gentlemen? This is the worst dude in the universe. And he fit right in there with the rest of these politicians.
Who are you talking about?
Palpatine.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Yoda. I was like,
no.
This is going to turn into a cage fight.
Nah, not today.
The Jedi interfered with the execution of Padme, Anakin, and Obi-Wan. All the Jedi came down there. There was a big fight. Jango Fett killed a few Jedi, killed a Reek, and then Mace Windu cut his head off.
Oh.
You didn't even mention. You said you killed a few Jedi.
He's not worth mentioning.
Could have just thrown
He's
his name out
He's not worth
there.
Mentioning.
Dude, we've talked about him on almost every episode.
Dinosaur boy, is it worth mentioning?
Dinosaur boy.
So his blasters, he has two blaster pistols, and his gadgets, he has a jetpack with a missile, a jetpack that is much lighter. I'm foregoing all of the designation numbers and everything, which I have written down. If you want those, I can just say.
No.
He has retractable vibro blades, like Batman does, on his side, that help like slow the falls. And
he is Batman.
Yeah.
He
is Batman.
I like that. We can keep saying he's Batman. He's Batman.
Batman.
We know how you feel about Batman.
Hey.
Shut up.
Don't try to get Stacy to win.
Batman.
Shut up.
He has a snare. She
doesn't like Batman.
A miniature flamethrower.
Stop telling people that. They're going to start coming for me.
Especially Batman.
Exactly.
Okay, if you want more details on that, there's like 65 episodes on Marvel, DC, Image, and Dark Horse that you could go listen to that are
find the
anywhere.
Batman episodes.
And anywhere podcasts can be found.
Yeah, he's a flamethrower on his wrist. He has a wrist like blaster and knee pad rockets. Those last two, though, were used by Boba because the suit was passed down to him, but it could have been added by Boba later. So I'm just assuming it's there. Specifically, he was known for killing Jedi. Right before Mace Windu got there and cut his head off, he fought a Reek, which is like a rhino, but it can see and it's unstoppable. And he got ran over by the Reek, like stomped on by the Reek, and then got back up and then one shot of it, shot it straight in the eye, like not. But just one shot at it and killed it, and then he just turned around and Mace Windu's like, and then he died.
He got shot off. He got a few shots off at Mace.
Yeah,
his jetpack was still present.
No, it wasn't. His jet. Whenever the Reek stomped on him, it broke his jetpack, so he couldn't fly away. But the main thing, the big thing about Mandalorians, and he used this effectively against Obi-Wan, is the snare and the flamethrower.
Yeah, which were still in operation at the time.
Okay, the snare and the flamethrower are often used in comparison with the jetpack, especially with Jango Fett. But whenever used with the jetpack, it's a good way to keep a Jedi at their distance and to disarm them.
You done?
I mean, I'm opening up for questions. I have more.
Huh?
Do you have questions?
I
have a legendary Jedi warrior.
You have like four things about him.
Legendary. He immediately got killed by Palpatine.
You tell me Jango wouldn't have gotten immediately killed by Palpatine?
He would have taken longer.
No, he would not have.
Dude, okay. He got it. He lasted a little bit longer. He lasted
okay,
longer than Stacey Teeny
gets
Mace
Jedi. Look at the Jedi that we know for sure Jango has fought and killed.
Against the Jedi he's fought and killed?
Yes.
Well, most of them are before the movies and are disputed on whether they're legends or not. He also trained Padme, who killed multiple Jedi. And he's seen killing multiple Jedi. And was able to best Anakin Skywalker. The chosen one.
I think you're blind. You're blinded.
The Kaminoans, who you know how much of supremacists they are.
They're basically Nazis.
A bunch of a-holes. Everything has to be the best.
Are they long-necked supremacists?
Yeah. Kind of. They are property. It's literally how they call the clones. Has to be the best. Whenever they heard Jango Fett was going to be the model, they immediately agreed. They held no quarrel because they knew that Jango Fett was the best person for the job. The best soldier.
Well, that's good. They just didn't know about CS-18, I guess.
Yeah, I mentioned again. He didn't even block one hit from Palpatine.
No, neither did a lot of other people. I'm just saying.
Stop that.
Yeah. His unaltered clone overthrew the Hutts.
That is brand new. You don't know that for sure
also
either.
Here's something that's not new. He was chosen by the Empire, by Darth Vader, as the bounty hunter.
I know. I told you that.
Yeah. That's his unaltered clone. I have the best bounty hunter in the galaxy over
here.
He was the best bounty hunter meeting
at that time. Yeah, but he is small potatoes compared to the other bounty hunters after that.
The ones he trained?
No, just the... No.
The ones he trained?
No.
Cad Bane, Boba Fett? Those are
the
next two.
He did not train Boba Fett.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
No.
Dude, Boba Fett's entire life
was
training.
He was like 7.
Dude, they're like full comic runs. And I've like looked at them for this. There are full comic runs where Boba Fett's life was getting trained by Jango. Leading up to Jango's Fett, it was just getting trained by Jango. That's why he was the best bounty hunter.
You have questions.
That's why he was leading Boss Dengar. And Cad Bane. And like up there with Cad Bane. And he was leading Asajj Ventress. And he was leading Asajj Ventress, a Sith. And bounty hunter.
No,
jobs.
She was barely a Sith. She was in Sith
a
apprentice.
Sith assassin.
Apprentice at the most.
She was still taught the dark side.
Wasn't she a barely Aaron? She's from Dathomir. They all are.
Different. She was taught in Sith arts.
Do you have a thing?
No.
A winner? You don't have a winner.
You said a thing.
Do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions, Aaron.
Do you have a winner?
Is it CS-18?
No, it is not CS-18.
I have the markers.
R.I.P. CS-18.
If this was flying, maybe he'd have a chance.
Yeah, if it was flying.
If it was flying, we'd have the opportunity to hear like the most perfect of noises ever.
I love that. I love those.
Yep. Amazing. Wow. I love those things.
Do you want to do the Yaddle Seer Junda fight first?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you have the top seed or do I have the top seed?
You have the bottom seed. This is Yaddle.
Aaron.
You have the
bottom
seed.
We're on the turn right now. This is the turn.
You have the bottom seed.
I have the bottom seed. Seer Junda.
Seera? No, there's no way. There's no
Siri Junda.
Seer. Dude, this is one of the few times we have somebody actually saying it, and it's Cal, and he said it so many times in that game.
Siri Junda.
It's Seer Junda.
Human female. Jedi Master. Former.
Wait, she's a human, and her name is Seer, and they did Bin.
Seer's an actual name.
Siri.
Seer is an actual name.
And Bin?
Yeah. talk to Obi-Wan. He's a human and his name is Obi-Wan. That's why he chose Ben.
he chose Ben. Because Satine, whenever they were younger, gave him the nickname Ben. Whenever they were
It doesn't make any sense.
She gave him the nickname Ben.
Where did Ben come from?
Don't ask me. Ask Satine.
She did. I can't.
Not small, then. He killed her.
You think she told him before he's like, so this is where he got the nickname? Put the mic down. She's dying, and Darth Maul's there. She's like, okay, so listen.
I'm going to tell you a story. So me and Obi-Wan, back when we were young,
screwing. Okay, so Luke.
A lot.
So I gave him a nickname. And you can call him this if you want.
I called him Benjamin.
And the Darth Maul's like, why are you telling me this? That doesn't make any sense.
How'd you get Ben from Obi-Wan?
Exactly. I don't think you know how words work.
It's Obi-Wan Benobi, obviously. It's Obi-Wan Ben-Kobe.
Ben-Kobe.
Wait, no. Obi-Wan Ben-O-Ki. Obi-Wan Ben-O-Ki.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's wait, hold on. Okay, so... Kind of... Alright, so look at his name. I think I can see it now. So yeah, there's like a B.
The Obi,
Kenobi. Obi, and then Kenobi. Ben. So like, Ben, I guess. But the B is not very prominent in Obi.
Obi? Dude, yeah, it is.
No, the O and the I are more prominent than the B is.
Dude, the B is like the main part
it's
of
It's the Obi. Turn.
Dude.
Maybe it's just from the Kenobi instead of Kenobi.
But yeah, you can't add the B.
You can't just say Kenobi because there's only one way you can say Kenobi.
Kenobi! Kenobi!
So I don't think it's the team was saying that.
Okay.
Well,
we don't know. Yeah, yeah. Just move on.
You know what?
Let's keep this.
I don't know.
Let's keep this Clone Wars level.
So I have Siri.
Like a maybe.
Siri Junior.
Seer.
Jedi Master. Used to be. She was a Wayseeker. Aaron has talked about a Wayseeker before. She had the apprentice Trilla, who became the seventh sister? Second sister? Like, it matters.
They're all bad.
She was the second one in the
They all suck.
They were the two good ones. Her and the Grand Inquisitor, the two that were actually doing things.
Did Trilla die?
Trilla?
Yep.
Yeah, because she got killed by Vader. She got killed by Darth Vader.
She got yoinked. Okay, she was like...
Trilla?
Yeah.
Darth Vader, like, held her. Like, spoilers for Fallen Order. Darth Vader held her in
the
place.
The game is 2 years old.
Jumped down there and then cut her in half. Because he was choking her in place.
Weak. Weak sauce. Straight weak sauce.
Darth Vader.
It's Darth Vader.
Okay, yeah. So...
Dude, you saw...
We ain't even talking about her.
You
okay?
saw what Cal, Kanan, and you didn't see the Kanan answer. Every Jedi's strategy with Vader was to run away.
Yeah.
She was Trilla's master until Order 66 when she abandoned her.
To go find help.
I don't care.
She went
she
to
was,
go find help.
She abandoned Trilla.
Trilla's...
Who's presenting her? Because it doesn't sound like you are.
Hayden does not like Seer.
And then she met up with Cal Kestis. And then she basically rode on his coattails the rest of that game.
She cut herself off in the Force.
Yeah. Sucks.
She didn't want to get connected back to the Force because she was worried about the dark side reaching her. So
Which,
Cal.
Yeah, she was very susceptible to the dark side.
After being tortured for a long time.
Yes. She, like, tapped into the dark side. And while she was actually being tortured, yeah, she, like, killed a bunch of stormtroopers. With the Force.
Oh, that's what you meant when you were talking about it? Dude, yeah. I'm talking about that one scene in the final mission where Cal, like, goes up to a window and then Seer, like, walks through a corridor and kills, like, 8 Purge Troopers.
Is that supposed to be impressive?
Dude, Purge Troopers were hard to kill, you know.
Right.
They were trained to kill Jedi.
In that game, as Cal Kestis, we killed thousands of Purge
yeah,
Troopers.
Yeah, but not all at once. I saw it.
For yourself. I speak for yourself.
I saw
Put the mic down.
I saw you fight this purge troopers. I saw
you didn't
die.
See anything.
You couldn't take
you
three.
Saw nothing.
You couldn't take three of them.
That is a lie.
I believe
I could
it.
Take three of them. I could take 12 at once if I wanted to.
On easy mode.
No, that is not. I never play on easy mode. It was intermediate.
That was the easy mode.
No, it was not. Right? There was a beginner.
There was exploration, easy. There was exploration, Jedi Knight, Jedi Master, Jedi High Master.
Yeah, which one were you?
Which one did you go on, Aaron?
I did Master and then Grandmaster.
You did not.
I did.
No, you did not.
I 100% did Grandmaster. No. I'll show you. Dude, I actually did the final trilogy fight in one try on Grandmaster. Dude, I played that game constantly during that.
Okay, I'm gonna finish Siri.
I also broke my controller during that game.
Her name's not Siri.
Siri. She was able to slow down Darth Vader using the dark side as well. Yeah. She can create force walls. She did get by Darth
she
Vader.
She got thrown down a hole by Darth Vader with just a wave of the wrist. What happens when you try to charge Darth Vader?
She was dumb. She a dumb character.
She was trying to help Cal.
She abandoned her apprentice.
To get help.
Cut herself off from the Force.
Trauma.
She is basically a worse Bell Zedafar. She is a worse Bell Zedafar.
Because nobody was there to correct her. Nobody was there to inspire
correct yourself.
Her. Nobody was there to inspire
correct.
Her back to being herself.
You are a Jedi Master. Correct yourself.
She was tortured for months, Hayden.
Get used to it. You're a Jedi Master.
Really
you're supposed
harsh.
To. Would you stop doing that? You are supposed to be able to withstand that stuff. You're a Jedi Master.
Not
unless you're. What's his name?
I'm talking about Volo and Fall.
Yes.
Dude, Volo and Fall just died, okay? I'm sure.
But he didn't turn to the dark side.
He would have PTSD.
He didn't turn to the dark side. He chose to die.
Well, they also. That's also because Cad Bane was 100% trying to kill him. They kept her alive for months. Cad Bane killed him in 5 minutes.
She killed him with a shockwave. That's what she killed him.
And then she killed the 8 Purge Troopers in the hallway with the Inquisitor lightsaber.
A couple episodes ago, I talked about, what's his name? Galen Malak?
Yeah.
Merrick? Galen Merrick? Did you know he disintegrated people?
Yeah, it was in the trailer.
Dude's crazy.
He decided.
I forgot to tell you this. I forgot to tell you this, but he like sent out a shockwave and like disintegrated stormtroopers.
Jeez,
that was Force Unleashed too.
Yeah, that was Force Unleashed. And then he like Darth Vader was there, and then he was like
Darth Vader just kind of like
yeah,
helped, like
well, it's like if you are sensitive to the Force, you have like an aura.
The Force, yeah, his Force aura protected him.
From that's why she wasn't able to kill the Force sensitive beings in that room. Mm-hmm. Just some lowly stormtroopers. Stormtroopers are nothing.
They die really easy.
We'll move on.
Yeah, Yaddle. Now, Yaddle is basically one. She was basically created from a concept art of Yoda with hair. Young Yoda.
Young Yoda. Yoda with hair.
They just slapped the hair on
as opposed to Yoda without hair.
That's basically what she is.
She does kind of look like Yoda, just like they put a wig on
it. Yeah. It's supposed to be young Yoda and hair.
They turned into female Yoda.
Yes. And naturally, being Yoda species, she is incredibly powerful in the Force. She Yoda was about 800 years old. She's about 500 years old.
So she's young. She got a big future.
Once we're done with this matchup, I'll have something to say about her youth.
What is that supposed to mean?
Aaron, we're trying to keep it like for the children.
With the teen and Obi-Wan, we talked about it earlier. We're trying to keep it for children.
I said screwing. I could have said fucking.
I said fucking.
You're not. Yeah. You're not helping your case.
Whatever. I don't need you to yell at me.
He's over here trying to get it, Yaddle.
Yeah, you trying to get it, Yaddle.
I'm not trying to get it.
Like, I like that Yoda with hair. What you doing, girl?
What you doing?
Like, you look like you like 500 years old.
Let me hit it.
Woo, girl. You got a long feature. Hey, you looking tight, huh?
Man, I like me some Yoda, but I like me buy some Yaddle. What?
Yoda a little old, but you got a nice curve. You got hair.
What is wrong with you?
This was you. This came out of your mouth.
No, it did not. It absolutely did not.
What's up, girl?
Aaron, how do you think I talk?
Do this.
No. I'm not doing that. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, just haggle up your girl instead.
Yeah, get her. Get into that girl.
Let us know what's up.
Go over there. Give her a little tap on the butt. Tell her what's up.
Yaddle joined the Jedi Order and trained Oppo Rancisus,
the spit snake.
Or rather... Rather, the stitch.
Are you going to do the same thing with the snake?
He's crushing really hard, huh? You going hard on this one, brother.
What is wrong with you?
I'm glad you're sitting down.
This is supposed to be child friendly. Anyway. By the High Republic, she was in charge of the youngling trading at the temple, along with Yoda. And she trained Venestra Ro before she was taken as Padawan to Stellangios. She was appointed to the High Council before 32 BBY, sometime before the Battle of Naboo, but she didn't like the politics. So sometime after the Battle of Naboo and before the Battle of Geonosis, she stepped down from the council and gave her seat to Shaak-Ti, and her fate is unknown.
So she's still out there living?
She 100% could be.
Good for you.
Yeah, get away from me.
Go find your lady.
Never get her, man.
Never touch her.
I'll give you permission to leave now.
Don't touch
her. Run after that.
Go on.
No.
The more time you waste, the more time the possibility of her finding somebody else. Don't waste this opportunity.
Yeah. Or becoming one with the Force, because they like
to
do that.
He likes to be. He wants to become one with the
Force.
In the bedroom.
No, we got it. We got this.
That proposition was not needed. I think we got it.
There was no addition that was needed.
The Senate floor.
Where was this when we were talking about Obi-Wan?
Well, you didn't say nothing spicy about Obi-Wan.
I was trying to keep this family friendly.
There ain't nothing friendly or family about this. Well, unless
you're trying to be friendly. You're trying to be both. You're trying to be both friendly and family.
He's trying to make a Yaddle.
He's trying to make a little Grogu, huh?
Why is your accent changed?
Yeah, I know. Straight up wing country.
Accent, your accent has changed so much.
I'm your wingman.
I don't think
you're
a
fired.
Wingman.
I don't
I'm
want
pretty
a
good at this.
No, you're
I'm
not.
I'm basically the C-18 and wingman.
You die immediately?
No, I'm really good. I'm really good at flying spaceships.
You get shot down.
You get killed by
I don't
by
get shot down. I get stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. You're going to get stabbed in a plane.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Bill Zephyr gets stabbed
that's
in a plane.
True. That's different. Those were space pirates involved there. We're not messing with
him.
I ain't messing with no space pirates, okay?
Let Aaron finish.
Yeah,
I didn't talk
about
his girl.
His
lady.
So,
I don't know what she get him for Christmas.
A Yaddle.
She's getting like a framed portrait of her.
Yaddle makes me uncomfortable, honestly. I was trying to hold back from this. Yaddle makes me uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to see a Yoda with hair.
This is a complete change in how you've been acting this whole time.
What?
You just he's just in denial. He's just in denial.
The thing I have to say about Yaddle, no, never mind.
What you gotta say about Yaddle?
It makes me more uncomfortable
to think about it.
It'll make you uncomfortable too. Just wait.
I'm not thinking about what's underneath the robes here.
Neither am I.
Sounds like you is.
No.
Based off how this conversation's been going.
So she has a green lightsaber. Only on your side. I'm excited.
No, it's two.
If anything, you're the one that wants to.
I have a question.
Oh.
Doesn't Yoda have a green lightsaber?
Yes.
Oh.
It's part of the reason of that being very connected to the... Legends Yaddle has a yellow lightsaber. It's the first person to wield one.
Oh.
It's possibly because... It's possibly because they're so connected to the Force. Green lightsabers typically come to those who use the Force more often.
Okay. Yoda, he's trying Grogu to will in. Probably have he's a green light.
He's trying to blend in.
So, her Jedi form was form 3 and form 4, defensive and acrobatic, like Yoda. She also is, she has standard Jedi powers, but she has an ability called, Morichō, which slows her opponent's bodily function until they are dead.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's kinky.
It is basically like choking.
See?
But yeah, it slows the opponent's bodily function until they're dead.
Why would she do that? She's a Jedi. Yeah. You're not supposed to do that.
They don't feel nothing.
Humanity.
Just switched. The way you like it, huh?
No.
Aaron, she's like 3 feet tall max.
She's is that your
two
type?
2 feet tall.
Is that your type?
No. I don't have a type.
You heard it here first, folks.
I don't have a type.
Aaron likes... Two and a half foot green frogs with hair.
Frogs with hair. Have a deep connection with themselves.
And they can slow bodily functions. I just, yeah.
If that is you.
Or someone you know.
You are Yaddle.
Please.
Or please on the Jedi High Council.
Please call help.
Please email us. At nerdman@gmail.com.
Do we have an email?
Yeah, we do. Actually, do have an email.
Wow.
Use in the subject line, psych, I am Yaddle, looking for Aaron, and I will get in contact with you. Finish up. Go on.
Victoria, do you have any questions? Legitimate questions?
I asked a question earlier, and now I just would like to leave.
Do you have a verdict between member of the most powerful force using species,
and Siri?
Yeah, on the iPhone.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Yaddle.
On the iPhone.
Yeah, because Siri like disconnected herself from the Force for a while, and then also Yaddle can do that thing. With slowing bodily function.
She can do a thing. No.
If you keep doing this, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Please do. I know I participated at the beginning, but he's taking it too far.
I'm just having fun.
You're having too much fun.
It does. We have another one.
Yeah.
Do you even need notes for this other one?
This other one?
Depends on how long you talk.
Nah.
But yeah. The uncomfortable thing I have about Yaddle. Here's a fun fact. Yaddle speaks like everybody else.
Why are you holding the microphone again?
Yaddle speaks like everybody
else. Speaks basic?
She speaks basic in the normal grammar structure.
So what is Yoda doing?
Yoda's too old. Yoda's so old that it's a different grammar structure.
He's so old that it's like...
that he speaks Yoda.
That he's using a different grammar. But, like, she talked to Vanessa Rowe, and she talked to her in, like, normal grammar. She would just, like, look within yourself, Vanestro. I can see your troubles. And then walk.
Vanestro was like, what?
She was, because she's like, I wasn't talking about my troubles.
That's your voice? Like
yeah, she talks in normal grammar, and that makes me more uncomfortable than Yoda with hair.
Why does that make you more uncomfortable?
Because Yoda's feces is such an iconic thing that they have, like, the help you, I can. They have that, so they have a different grammar structure, and then she just showed up like, I can help you.
So pretty much there are three examples of the species, and they all talk different.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Grogu just squeaks. Grogu can barely say anything.
Yeah.
Yaddle talks like anybody.
Like,
and then Yoda's all like normal. Ketamine. It's the ketamine. That's what he's getting to.
I think it's the extra 300 years.
It's that extra 300 years and the cocaine.
Whenever he lost his hair. So anyway,
wait, you're saying that like at one point Yoda had luscious locks?
Dude, that the Yaddle came up as Yaddle came up as a concept art for young Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda's over here looking like Qui-Gon Jinn. At some
With the beard, he had the beard too.
He's got he's like a very sharp beard.
Like Oppo Rancisus.
He's got a very sharp beard.
Like Oppo Rancisus.
That would be terrifying.
Anyone have has fan art of young Yoda, please send
that. We have concept
art. Yeah.
Nerdament at gmail.com.
We will feature it.
We'll take any, and along with that, we'll take any. We'll concept feature art. Any art that you want.
Yeah.
Well, free, I mean, free with, of charge. Within reason.
Yeah, no, we ain't doing like
don't send us fan porn. Art or
anything.
Yeah, no. Mm.
Don't send us porn.
We cannot put that.
No rule 34.
On YouTube or public sites.
We will get kicked off.
We will. And blocked. So please don't send that.
Yeah. But it won't cost you anything. We'll do it for free.
That's the concept art they let G out.
Dude, he's T-posing.
Why he look like Frosty? Or wait, what was that guy?
Frosty the Snowman?
No, what is that
Jack
guy?
Jack Frost?
Jack Frost, yeah.
I was thinking Albert Einstein.
I'm more worried about Jack Frost's health.
Dude, he does got he does got some nice hair there.
He looks malnourished.
That's
he has
like,
a big receding hairline.
Yeah, but like that's like Billy Crystal hairline. Like that's nice. But he's got some volume in that.
He does.
You can tell he's got some volume.
There is volume.
It looks unruly because back here it's like it's not that long, but it's standing straight up.
That's the style.
Okay. He put a lot of gel in it.
Yeah, it's stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not going down.
That's 300 years of gel.
Is it gel or is it cocaine? We'll never know.
You know,
he's like ketamine, okay? We should move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let us wrap this up.
With Pete Veter.
Pre-Trey Veter.
Pre-Trey?
Might as well be. He is a Turnob. And I have a bone to pick with Aaron.
Wait, did you say he's a turnip?
He's a
turnip.
Oh.
He was one of the three grandmasters of the High Republic, along with Yoda and some other guy.
I didn't know they let turnips.
And Aaron just happened to pick the one with the least amount of information.
He was in the comics.
You got nothing.
He was in the comics.
He has it comes up big empty.
They talked
about
him.
You got something.
He was a co-grandmaster with Yoda and a guy named Laru.
Is that it?
What's his last name?
Other. It says other. There
it says other.
It's just Laru. Okay. That clearly says other.
What's this part?
Oh, nobody can read.
He is bound to be strong. No, literally, he is. This is normal speak time. I'm not repeating. He's bound to be strong. We just don't know. In the Force, he's a Grandmaster, unable to find anything else.
Oh. So he just strong, potentially?
So this is another example of Aaron just filling space.
There were so many Jedi to put on here, man. So, I have Obi-Wan of the High Republic, Stellan Geos.
Like,
do I need to
fair.
Go?
He's not as good at fighting as Obi-Wan is.
Well, he kind of. He's not. He didn't have as much practice in duels, but he did. He was one of the few Jedi that did know how to.
Wait, is this a different Obi than Obi-Wan Kenobi?
He's in the character archetype of Star Wars, he's the Obi-Wan character, and he's like Elzar Mann, who's also on here. I think he's next episode. It's like the Anakin character,
rebellious,
and then he's like on the High Council. He just got appointed to the High Council.
Does he have a beard?
When he gets on the High Council, he grows a beard, yes. After the,
Does that just come with getting on the High Council? You just grow a beard?
Am I
on the High Council?
Spoilers for High Republic, into the...
No.
The second books for both of the adult and young adult, something about Storm, Rise of the Storm and Into the Dark. He said in Into the Dark that he wanted to, that he was trying to grow a beard so that he would look more distinguished. Mm-hmm. He started growing it after the Battle of Valo. So during Valo and stuff, he was clean shaven. And also had shorter hair. So yeah. So he grew a beard and stuff to look more distinguished.
No.
Not yet.
Wait, hold on. Am I on the council but not granted the rank of master?
You're neither.
Oh.
We're saying no, right?
Am I just a knight?
You're not even there.
All right, I'll take knight. I still have room to move up in the company, you know? Mm-hmm. I can get promoted.
You gotta get it out to, like, at least this far in the beard, and then you'll be on the council.
It must. You must be this long.
Yeah. Or Samuel L. Jackson. Mm.
Yeah. Or Yoda. Yoda ain't got no facial hair.
Yoda? He used to. It fell off.
Dude, what? Imagine Yoda with like a mustache. Stop. Like a goatee.
Stop it.
Just imagine that.
I'm moving on. Do I need to talk about it?
Yeah, with a wealth of information I had down here, where we know absolutely nothing about this man.
Oh, yeah. No, you win. You can win. Go ahead.
Just based off of information.
He's how about this? He's the one of only two Jedi in the High Republic that are confirmed to know and be able to fight with Form 2, the duelist form, which is basically extinct.
Who's the other one?
Burry Office Master, Nibup Seek.
Ooh.
In Light of the Jedi, they had that dueling demonstration between the two of them. Yeah, he mentioned that was Form. That was Makashi. Form 2.
I like the mention of Burry
Office. Yeah.
Great guy.
He's also friends with Burry. He's friends with, also with Bell Zedafar.
Bonus points for the mention of Burry Office.
Yes. Bonus points.
He personally knew, Ember.
Personally?
Yeah. He and Ember were good friends after one night of meeting each other.
That is correct.
He also trained the youngest Jedi Knight in history. And she became a Jedi Knight at the age of 15.
Hmm. And who are you talking about?
Stellan Geos.
Where are you looking?
Or are you talking about his Padawan, Furnish Shiro?
He's up here. He's up here, number 32.
Yeah, it originally was Dora Molly, who has less information than Pete Veer. And then we took out Dora Molly and put in Stellan.
Alright, well, so we have a winner then. Yeah.
Yes.
Alright, that was pretty easy. You got anybody else have anything you would like to say regarding these fights?
With these fights? No, next fights, yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
So next week, we have Darth Talon versus the second sister, Hayden's favorite. Hayden's also representing the second sister.
I don't like any of the sisters.
Or the brothers. Darth Vindicant versus Adi Gallia. The Grand Inquisitor versus Evan Peel. And Mara Jade versus Dengar.
Mara Jade.
Yeah.
Most important part
versus Lawrence of Arabia.
Holy Jesus.
What?
Alright, so Ben Skywalker right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look who he would fight.
Oh, dear lord. He might be fighting his mom.
Oh, that would be
This
fun.
Is the best part. This is the best part about this thing.
When we actually get
We're
match-ups.
Making matchups now.
Yeah, this is the last episode. Excited. This is the last episode without matchups.
Yeah, so the winners of next week will fight the winners from this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Exciting.
Oh no.
Darth Talon?
Or second sister.
So Darth Talon?
I don't know. Darth Talon's a little bit great.
It's compared to the second sister?
Second sister has a chance.
Aaron? No.
Anyway. They're not paying attention, so I guess I'm here to close. Hit us up on the socials. Like the video.
Do we have both the Grand Inquisitor and the Second Sister?
He was trying to do the outro.
And Evan.
Please take over. I'm not sure how to do this.
Like, subscribe, tell a friend, email us your pictures of your art. We'll put it on our social medias, tag you, etc. Shout you out.
Rate the podcast. Please.
Rate the podcast.
Yes.
Talk to us. Tell a friend. Yeah. Is there anything else?
We'll catch you guys next time.
Yeah. See y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. I remember, if you have anything that you want us to talk about in next month's two mics, let us know.
Oh, yeah.
It's also going to be these.
Yeah, it's us.
Means I'm not here to keep order.
Like he does anyways.
I keep everything running on track.
We were just over there today, just getting berated. About Yaddle.
I was trying to keep this going.
Alright, yeah. Let us know. We'll see you next week.
Catch you next week.
Bye.